Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Ladies and gentlemen, as promised, we keep yakking and yakking about food for the poor. You'd like to know, hey, who runs that organization? Well, we tracked him down. He wasn't easy to find, but his name is Ed Raines, and he's right here. Ed, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, Eric. Great to be on your show.
Of course, I'm lying. You were very easy to find. In fact, it was you who found me. But I want to ask you, Ed, how long have you been the head of Food for the Poor? Because you're a fairly recent addition to this longstanding organization.
Yeah, so I've been here almost 4 years, but as president CEO since the beginning of 2020.
So where are you from originally, Ed?
Well, I started off life growing up in London and came to college in the U.S. and never left. So
because you've got a little bit of that English accent there. Well, look, my audience already knows about Food for the Poor, but let's, for those who don't, who might be tuning in right now, I have to say, there are almost no organizations that we work with the way we do with you guys. CSI is the only one that's popping into my mind. That people that we have vetted, not just we, the Eric Metaxas Show, but the entire Salem Radio Network, from Mike Gallagher to the next mayor of California, Larry Elder, to Hugh Hewitt, to my dear, dear friend Dennis Prager. We believe in the work you're doing at Food for the Poor and the way that you do it, feeding the poorest of the poor in the world, Haiti, other places. So we really believe in you, and periodically we partner with you. We're doing that with you this month, obviously. And so I want to say, before we even get into the conversation, folks, you go to my website. It's the radio website, MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner. All the exciting details are there. EricMetaxas.com is my website. MetaxasTalk.com is the radio website, since we talk on the radio. And if you want to call, the number is 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. So, Ed Raine, tell us, what are we looking at right now? You've been the head of Food for the Poor since roughly this horrific pandemic messed with the world's economy and everything. So what's going on right now?
Well, thanks, Eric. I mean, one of the things we have to say is that the COVID hit that we saw in the U.S. has been replicated in the 17 countries that we support around the Caribbean and Latin America. And just as we saw, you know, the food crisis has been the number one problem. People suddenly finding themselves without work. And in many of the countries, the devaluation of their currencies has also ensured that they are faced with limited access to food, and the food that they can find is at a greater cost. So their burden is greater than ever. And then, you know, we're in the business of sort of helping from a relief anyway. So you add in, you know, what we typically expect in a given year with the hurricanes and the flooding and so forth. So, you know, think about last year, had COVID going on, and then those two hurricanes that slammed into Central America. We were there to provide support, but it is this is a moment in time where, you know, we are very concerned for the countries that we're supporting. Food is the number one problem.
Well, it's hard again for America. There's always a challenge because we are so blessed in this nation. Even the poorest people in this nation have ways to get food. So the idea that there are people struggling who don't have the most basic medicine are dying for want of medicine that none of us would ever think about having a problem getting. That's why you all are doing what you're doing. How many years has Food for the Poor been doing this kind of thing?
Well, it's 39 years, and you're quite right. I mean, the medicines are a part of our program. We partner with organizations to provide us with medicines and medical supplies. And when you think about the plight of someone in extreme poverty, they have multiple needs. So we talk about, you know, all of those, whether it's food, it's access to water, it's shelter, housing. We built 85,000 homes through the generosity of donors over the 39 years in many of those countries, about nine of those countries. But all of these things press upon the problems of poverty. And so trying to be able to provide sort of a full array of solutions for those people is imperative. We always start with food. That's why we're Food for the Poor. That's how we began. But we very quickly realized that a full array of solutions was required. You know, imagine what it's like if you absolutely have nothing. I mean, we talk about, you know, relative poverty within the U.S., and there are many services that help those in extreme need here in this country. But that safety net just is not present in the countries we're talking about. So, you know, if somebody doesn't act on their behalf, nothing's going to happen.
It's an amazing thing, because in this country, in the United States, we have the luxury of arguing which is better, the public sector or the private sector. Should government be doing this? Should private individuals be doing this? It's almost comical that we argue about how to get it done. And there are countries where it's not even a thought that the government would get it done. The governments tend to be tremendously corrupt. They couldn't care less about the poor and their misery. They don't have a Christian worldview. In America, even pagans have a Christian worldview when it comes to the poor. They don't know where it came from, but of course it comes out of the Bible, caring for those who can't care for themselves, feeding those who are hungry, basic ideas for centuries. And in countries like Haiti, as you describe, and others, the governments are so broken down. There's a kind of anarchy and a misery. And it would be wonderful if we could come in there and revive the entire nation, but we can't do that. But the people are there, they are suffering, and what we can do is what Food for the Poor does. So it's just a beautiful thing. Tell us also, I mean, I know I keep telling my audience that for $111, you feed somebody, you would feed three kids for 6 months. That's how you leverage the American dollars, which is nothing less than astonishing. I mean, when somebody thinks of $111, it's nothing to an American, and then you think it can feed three starving kids for 6 months. So how is it that Food for the Poor can do those types of things?
Well, there's several reasons. When you think about how we're set up, we have extensive logistics and distribution capability. That's how we get the relief for the containers. It's usually about 4,000 containers a year get sent out to these countries. And the most important part of the equation is how we use the churches in these countries. So it is really our sort of secret sauce, if you want to say it that way. Our Christian ministry here works through those churches, all denominations, and we're able to distribute through those churches. Of course, it's, you know, the church isn't charging us a fee to do this. And that's getting to more people through that network. I mean, in Haiti alone, we probably have 3,000 outlets for the distribution that we start off in our two warehouses. They go to 14 distribution centers, and those distribution centers are typically in large churches, and then for further redistribution. So it's an incredible network. You have to have that network in place to make a difference.
Well, see, this is what I keep trying to say. We're just going to keep you for another minute here, but I just want to say that this is the key. This is why we and all the other Salem radio partners work with Food for the Poor, because you all have this infrastructure and the relationships with churches. That is the key to everything. You're able to leverage our few dollars dramatically. And I know this. I've heard about this before. I've looked into this before. So when people think, well, what can I do? Well, folks, whatever you give to Food for the Poor, it is dramatically magnified. I want to say again, please go to our website. It's metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner. It gives you all the details there. And I also want to say to anybody who's listening, anybody crazy enough to want to have dinner with me, Eric Metaxas, for a $10,000 gift to Food for the Poor, and many of you have done it in the past, I'm asking you to do it again, please. I'd be delighted to meet you in a city of our mutual convenience, have dinner with you. We can include whomever you like. $1,000 gift. You can have a visit to the studio with your whole family or anyone you like. Or if you hate New York, you can find friends in New York and say, hey, you go in our place. Whatever works for you. We've got a number of other things, grand prizes. We want to bless you and encourage you. It is a remarkable opportunity that God gives us to use what he has blessed us with to bless others. And Food for the Poor and Ed Rain, I just want to say thank you for allowing us to participate with you in doing God's work. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us on your show.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Hey folks, are you concerned about memory loss for you or a loved one? VivaLore's founder prayed that God would show her the solution to memory loss because her mother had dementia. After many divine encounters combining faith and her background as a pharmacist, Susan Gibson created VivaLore Memory Support. VivaLore is a premium quality all-natural supplement with 5 to 20 times more nutrients than any other memory supplement. It won awards and has 3 books independently written about it. Visit VivaLore.com for testimonials about the life-changing improvements people have experienced. VivaLore is for those with normal memory, mild or severe memory loss. Don't wait until your memory slips. The pathology starts 20 years before your first memory loss symptom. That's VivaLore, VivaLore.com. Check it out. Remember, VivaLore is a premium quality all-natural supplement with 5 to 20 times more nutrients than any other memory supplement. VivaLore is V-I-V-O-L-O-R at VivaLore.com. Enter promo code 20 for 20% off. VivaLore.com, V-I-V-O-L-O-R.com.
Hey there, folks. I get to talk to Clay Clark. Who is he? He's the father of 5 kids. He is the founder of several multi-million dollar companies. He's the host of the Thrive Time Show podcast, which has been the number one overall podcast on the iTunes business podcast charts 6 times. I don't know about you, but I'm impressed. Clay, welcome to the program.
Brother, I really do appreciate you allowing me to be here on your show. And I want to point out, you have incredible hair. If I had hair like that, I'd probably hit the top of iTunes 7 or 8 more times.
Can I be honest with you? This is not my hair. I borrowed it. The hair, let's be honest, it's been in my family for generations, so it has a lot of personal value to me. But I keep it in a cedar chest at night. I put it on every morning. That's enough about my hair. Thank you. Let me ask you, I want to talk to you about so much. We have a lot of mutual friends, and they kept saying, I got to talk to Clay. Eric, you got to meet Clay. He's the Thrive Time podcast guy. And then I found out about the Reawaken America tour. That's the main thing I want to talk to you about.
Sure, let's do it.
First of all, kind of who are you and how did you get to pushing this idea of a Reawaken America tour? What is it? Because I think my audience wants to know about it.
Well, first thing I'll tell you, listeners, is I'm not that impressive. I'm a guy who grew up poor, and I had the thought when I was 14 or 15, I don't want to be poor anymore. So I built America's largest disc jockey entertainment company. And if anybody wants to download any of my books for free, you go to thrivetimeshow.com and you can download them all for free. But basically, the tips for not
Clay,
being poor.
That's, yep. you're right. That's not that impressive. Growing up poor and pulling yourself out of that and succeeding wildly, What's the big deal? I hear you. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, the guys who gave us the freedom that I enjoy as a capitalist, those are the big heroes.
Okay.
But all I can say is I there's four steps to being successful in entrepreneurship, and I write books about it. But basically, step one, you find a problem. Step two, you solve the problem. Step three, you try to sell the solution. And step four, in the event that people buy your solution and they're happy, you nail it and scale it. So I built several multimillion-dollar companies, and so today I have a dog training company and a haircut chain and a whole bunch of businesses. I'm
involved
in medical
multimillion-dollar companies. This actually leads me to an important question. Would you like to invest in Metaxas Media? Don't answer now. I want you to pray about it. Number two, how'd you like to invest in the Bonhoeffer film? Tranches are $250,000. How many can I put you down for today?
I do have a way that I am funding a lot of Patriot podcasters in a very sustainable, very scalable way. And I'd love to talk to you sincerely off air because I think I could do it. And for the low, low price of free, because there's a lot of connections as we defund the swamp and fund the Patriots.
So off air. Talking about defunding the swamp, you know, it's kind of like you had me at hello. When people are talking about this and when you have friends like the folks that are at these Reawaken America tours, I realize, you know, you're on the side of the angels. We need to know each other and we need to work together because we are going through a dramatic time. There's no way to overstate it. There has never been anything like this, certainly in our lifetimes, where we have seen liberty threatened, because the only way it could be threatened is that people have kind of fallen asleep. They don't know what liberty is and they've drifted along. And so suddenly here we are. So you, by leading this Reawaken America tour, which I want you to tell me about, you're providing a solution. I'm very excited. I'd like to be part of the tour at some point when I can make that work.
And I'm going to share this for you and the listeners out there. How we're going to defund the swamp is this. One of my good friends, Alfie Oaks, is good friends with President Trump. He's the largest independent grocery store based in Florida. Farm to table, organic. My wife approves his food. And we're setting it up where guys like him can make their groceries available for guys like me to buy. Because you either are funding the deep state or you're funding Make America Great. So the idea is, if all the Patriots start buying their food from people like Alfie Oaks, the next thing you know, Whole Foods is irrelevant.
Clay,
and so we're going to set up.
I got to tell you, you have no idea. I have been talking about this for a while now, and you're the first person on this program that independently of me, and you're actually proposing how to do it. But the power that we have, the power that 80 million plus Americans have, the power of the purse is astonishing. And you are talking about how we can use it to change the course of the country. God bless you, Clay. Please keep going. I'm sorry I'm underscoring and interrupting.
No, it's okay. October 1st and October 2nd, I'm hosting an event where I'm getting great podcasters like you. I'm doing a workshop. I'm bringing in all these people like Alfie Oaks, the grocery guy. And we are literally going to start defunding the swamp on October 1st and 2nd. It's going to be incredible. But as it relates to this event, January of 2020, I already had a copy of this thing called the Rockefeller Plan. And for people that don't know what the Rockefeller Plan is, you can download it at time2freeamerica.com, or you can call it this book, COVID-19, The Great Reset, written by Klaus Schwab, Certificate of Vaccination, IDAI. I knew of this stuff in 2010, okay? I knew of Event 201. I knew about it, but I was weak and terrible, and I need to repent. I was politically correct, January 2020. And I felt like the Lord was calling me to use all my skills and to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things, you know, seek God first. And I'm going, I don't know, because I have, you know, millions of listeners and I don't know that I should speak out about it. But I knew five things, Eric, that I needed to tell everybody. I knew in January of 2020 that the models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die, those are false. The PCR tests are falsely calibrated to inflate the number of cases. Three, COVID-19 is 100% treatable using budesonide, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. Four, the coronavirus COVID-19 was made in a gain-of-function laboratory in Wuhan, where they take fresh but never frozen fetal tissue from a baby and they mix it with naturally occurring coronavirus tissue to increase the transmissibility of a pathogen. And I knew that the COVID-19 vaccines were actually created before the COVID-19 virus was on the scene.
Okay, now hang on a second. That's the last thing you said is the only thing that I'm confused by. So let's just put that aside for a second. But if any of what you said, if 50% of what you just said is true, I think it's so astonishing that we're living in a time when the information that you just said, which I know most of that I can know already is true. I have got questions about a few of those things. But the point is, the idea that we've come to a place where it falls to radical go-getters like you to sound the alarm, because it sounds like stuff we would make up, doesn't it? The zillionaire Rockefeller Foundation we'd be doing. It's like Mr. Burns from the Simpsons. Like, there's nobody that evil. There's nobody that powerful, but there are.
Everybody needs to challenge and assume what I'm saying is not true, but please understand this idea for a second, okay? If you go to time2freeamerica.com, all my research is there where
it's been since January 2020.
Time2freeamerica.com.
Time2freeamerica.com.
So April 25th of 2003, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention filed for a patent on a coronavirus transmitted to humans. Which, according to the patent code, this means that either COVID-19, the virus, was manufactured, therefore making a patent on it legal, or it was natural, therefore making a patent on it illegal. If it was manufactured, it was a violation of chemical and biological weapons treaties. And if it was a naturally occurring thing, then you couldn't patent it.
Who filed for this?
This is the U.S. Centers for Disease Control on April 25th of 2003.
Okay, now... Was Fauci involved in this at that point?
Dr. Judy Mikovits and several of my friends, Dr. David Martin, who I'd love to introduce you to, they have all the research. But Fauci was in charge of funding, directing billions of dollars of funding. And one of the things they were funding was a thing called gain of function research, which everyone needs to know. If you're a Christian, please understand this. You take an aborted baby, fetal tissue, and you mix it with fresh but never frozen tissue. If you take fresh but never frozen baby tissue and you mix it with aborted tissue from like a bat or a rat. So you're taking bat tissue, rat tissue, naturally occurring coronavirus tissue from a bat or a rat, and you're mixing it with fresh but never frozen fetal tissue to increase the transmissibility and the lethalness of a pathogen. That's what gain of function research is. Everybody needs to research gain of function. And Eric, I knew this in January of 2020.
And what is that? I see the word corona with some numbers next to it.
The word corona has six letters in it.
Yeah.
C is the third letter. O is the 15th. R is the 18th. O is the 15th. N is the 14th. A is the first letter. You add that up at 66. If you read Revelation chapter 13, verse 2, it says that the dragon gives the beast its authority. So the word corona also means crown in Latin. So
okay,
the word
we have just entered the world of crazy. Now, when I say that, I want to be honest. I don't know if I agree with you or disagree with you, but I know that most people, whether they agree or don't, would say, I'm out. That's crazy talk. I'm not one of those people that's going to dismiss you, but I do want to challenge you because I have listeners who are going to challenge me.
I love this. I love this. And you have better hair, but I want to make sure we get this. So everyone do this. Take a picture of this and then figure out the statistical probability of this happening. Okay. The second is look up the Bill Gates patent number, W02020-060606. I'll go ahead and wait. Look on your phones, everybody. W02020-060606. Look it up. It's a cryptocurrency that goes inside the human body.
How can a currency go inside the human body? I've lost you.
If you pull it up right here, it's the patent number is W02020-060606. And on the patent, if you look it up right now, which again, they won't talk about on many shows, but I'm doing it right now, W02020-060606. Then type in the word patent and you'll pull it up and you're going to see the patent March 26, 2020. This patent, you pull it up, says it's a cryptocurrency system using body activity. And I'm reading the abstract.
Actually, you know what, Clay, forgive me. We're going to a break. Folks, this is important stuff. Listen carefully. We'll be right back. Folks, I'm talking to Clay Clark. He is the person who organized the Reawaken America tour. Clay, you're sharing some stuff. You talk fast. I want my audience to get what you're saying because this is it's a lot for people to take in. There's a real learning curve on this stuff, and it's tough to hear some of what you're saying. So tell us about the if it's important about the cryptocurrency because I don't get that.
Yeah. Recap. Don't make sure people get this. Okay. So the word corona mathematically is 666. Okay. Numerically. Great. And you say that might be what's the statistical probability of that? I don't know. The next is you look up the Bill Gates patent W02020 060606. Just type it into Google or DuckDuckGo. And it is a human body activity associated. I'm reading the abstract. It says human body activity associated with the task provided to a human user may be used in a mining process of cryptocurrency. A server may provide a task to the device of a human user, which is communicatively coupled to a server. A sensor communicatively coupled or to compromised in the comprised in the device of the user may sense body activity of the user. And now it gets fun. Body activity data may be generated based on the sensed body activity of the user. The cryptocurrency system communicatively coupled to the device of the human user may verify if the body activity satisfies one or more conditions set by the cryptocurrency and awards cryptocurrency, thus making it possible for no man to buy or sell unless they had that.
Okay, now what you just said, that, I mean, we can forget about the corona and the 666. What you just said is frightening. I think if anybody hears what you said correctly, it's at least frightening. I'd like to think that it's nonsense, okay. But I don't. So please keep talking.
John from the island of Patmos. John was exiled on the island of Patmos, and he wrote down these words from Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. Please do not believe me. Everybody read this and look it up yourself. It says, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand, or in their forehead, that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name." Here's the wisdom. "Let him that hath the understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So that is the word corona.
I think it's Ronald Wilson Reagan, six letters in each name. But wait a second. So you're saying that what is the mark of the beast, that corona is the mark of the beast? And again, I know there are a lot of people that are tuning out because this is difficult to take in. But go ahead.
Inside the shot, there's a technology called SM-102.
Inside what shot? There's three different shots.
All the shots. If you look up the shots, it's SM-102 is the technology.
What is SM-102?
SM-102. Look it up in DuckDuckGo. And SM-102 also has, in SM-102 is a technology called luciferase, L-U-C-I-F-E-R-A-S-E,
yeah,
luciferase.
I know that that's true. Go ahead.
So anyway, when you look up graphene oxide, which is in the Moderna shots and other shots, graphene oxide and luciferase and SM-102 and the patent number Bill Gates has, and you say, well, who developed the shots? Well, Bill Gates, the big vaccine king, he has a spiritual advisor by the name of Marina Abramovich. That's who he featured during his Easter commercial last year. And Marina Abramovich is a Satan-worshipping spirit cooker. So if you go to DuckDuckGo.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. We don't judge. Are you kidding? Wait a minute, Clay. Come on. This is too. We can't race through this. You just made a statement that's like, wow. Say this again. You said that Bill Gates's advisor, whose last name is what? Abramovich?
Marina Abramovich. And if everybody goes to DuckDuckGo right now and you type in Marina, M-A-R-I-N-A, Marina Abramovich, and someone says, I don't know how to spell that. That's fair. It's M-A-R-I-N-A, Abramovich, A-B-R-A-M-O-V-I-C, and spirit cooking into DuckDuckGo and then click on images.
Unfortunately, I'm familiar with spirit cooking, but go ahead.
So Bill Gates' spiritual advisor is satanic. Bill Gates chose to befriend America's most prolific pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein, after Jeffrey Epstein was arrested for being America's most prolific pedophile. And Jeffrey Epstein had a temple on his island to pray to who? Interesting. And Jeffrey Epstein, by the way, he was working on his own thing. He was trying to create his own race of people. So if you type in Jeffrey Epstein creates his own race of people.
The problem is because we haven't had enough time with you, Clay, you sound like a conspiracy theorist. You understand that, right? In other words, unless somebody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, this is what you – so you asked me, why am I doing this event? The thing is, I recognize that nobody else was going to talk about it. And I have the time freedom and the financial freedom, and I also believe in eternity, so I don't care about
– Right, but I'm saying you have to have the learning curve so people can kind of track, because I know that there are people who are 24/7, they're on this stuff. I'm not one of them. So this is dramatic. You're making dramatic, startling – statements, and I just want to make sure that I'm tracking. I don't want to skip over them.
Yeah.
But you're saying, I mean, if getting the shot, you're basically saying that's the mark of the beast. You're making that claim clearly.
I'm making that. What I'm saying is that Bill Gates has a patent W02020060606. I want everyone to look it up. I'm saying that the word corona happens to be 666. I'm saying that Google's new Chrome logo happens to be 666. I'm saying that the Great Reset, Klaus Schwab, this is his book. This is the head of the World Economic Forum, calls for the ending of American sovereignty. I mean, what? So when you see all these things, you know, we talk about one world government. This is what his book, this is it. I mean, if you read the table of contents,
who's
or read
Klaus
the whole book.
Klaus Schwab, and when did he write that?
He's the head of the World Economic Forum, and he put out this book in 2020. And in the actual table of contents, I mean, this is crazy stuff. It talks about ending of the U.S. dollar. It talks about a return to big government. It talks about, I mean, and then when you look up the congressional, if you look, type in H.R. 666, type in H.R. 666, you're going to see the U.S. Congress is now working on H.R. 666. It's the Anti-Racism and Public Health Act of 2020.
Man. Oh, man. Hold on. Okay, we're going to another break. Folks, I'm talking to Clay Clark, the Reawaken America Tour. Don't go away. Why would you? Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Clay Clark. Clay, I want to ask you, the Reawaken America Tour, you've got speakers yes. like General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, yep. Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, Dr. Simone Gold, Jim Caviezel. Would they all agree? Because you're saying some things that are new to me, honestly, and that are really startling. I'm assuming they don't know about this or agree with all of this, that this is mainly what you're saying. I'm not saying they wouldn't agree, but that they wouldn't know what you know.
Well, I met with General Flynn. When I met General Flynn, I invited him to speak at a town hall that I host. When the pandemic happened and the lockdown started, I decided to turn my office into a town hall meeting center. So we have hundreds of employees, and I say, if there's a pandemic, I'm supposed to be locked down. You know what I'm going to do? I am going to host a weekly town hall. So I have these town halls. I turn my building into a church. When the churches are shut, I hired a pastor. Now we have church here every Thursday. And so I refuse to wear a mask. I don't do lockdowns. I know the models are false. The PCR tests are false, and the treatments are real. The models that said that 2.2 million people would die from COVID-19, they were funded by Bill Gates. The PCR tests that are falsely calibrated are recommended by the CDC, which is funded by Bill Gates. And COVID-19 is 100% treatable using budesonide, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. They were withheld by the CDC, which is controlled by Bill Gates. The COVID-19 shots were actually created before the virus was a thing. And H.R. 666 is an actual thing that Congress is trying to push.
But before we get into that, because that sounds really interesting and deep, but I just want to ask you, I don't really have reason to disbelieve most of what you have said, but I guess the question everybody wants to know, why is Bill Gates doing this? I mean, if you're a zillionaire, why do you do – why is he doing this?
Well, here's the deal. If you are go to Brighteon.com, it's kind of like YouTube but not controlled by communists, Brighteon, B-R-I-G-H-T-E-O-N, and you type in Bill Gates depopulation, and you just watch him give his TED Talks. Bill Gates is a fan of depopulating the planet. Now, the only way to depopulate this particular room or my office is to eliminate people. So if your goal is to depopulate the planet, the question then becomes the timeline. How quickly do you want to depopulate the planet? So if you look into Bill Gates and you say, well, Bill Gates has a spiritual advisor. Who's his advisor? Is Bill Gates getting spiritual counsel from Pastor Rodney Howard Brown in Florida?
Why does he call her a spiritual advisor? I find it confusing. I mean, when you get into spirit cooking and stuff, it's so bizarre and sick. Why is he involved in this?
Well, this is what it comes down to, okay? If I'm a Christian, I'm pro-Christ. If I'm a Satanist, I'm pro-Satan. So Bill Gates is pro-Satan. That's what it is. That's what the guy just happens
to be. Who are we to judge,
man?
Who are we to judge? It's free country. So when you say he's pro-Satan, why would somebody be pro-Satan? Usually people who are pro-Satan, they say they're atheists, and they talk about Satan and Lucifer kind of like Prometheus. They don't know that they're worshiping the locus of evil in the universe.
Imagine that in the background of today's interview, that let's say in the background someone photobombed me and you said, who is that? And it was Jeffrey Epstein. You would say, well, I have some serious reservations about you. Why are you hanging out with Epstein? You understand, after Jeffrey Epstein became the world's most prolific convicted pedophile, that's when Bill Gates said, hey, Jeff, you want to hang out? Those two became very good friends at the very time where Jeffrey Epstein was working on an RNA-modifying nanotechnology known as the luciferase. And the guy that the Harvard scientist, Charles Lieber, who worked with him, Charles Lieber got arrested by the Department of Justice for failing to disclose he was getting paid $50,000 a month to work for the Chinese Communist Party to make the RNA-modifying technology that's in those shots. So that's what's going on. So Bill Gates has a satanic spiritual advisor. His best friend is a pedophile. I think we could probably say we're safe to say there's something wrong with Bill Gates.
I'm taking him off my birthday party list based on this information. Let me ask you, though. You said earlier that the vaccine was developed before we knew about COVID. As far as I know, President Trump, put this on a fast track. He said we need to get vaccines, and he was the one pushing this. So you're giving me different information.
Yeah, well, let's take it for a second. I own companies, and I always look at it from a business perspective. Okay, it says in the Bible, "For a companion of fools shall suffer harm." We know for a fact that Ben Carson is a great guy. He was close to Trump. We know that Paula White, great person, is close to Trump. I know for a fact that any doctor that I knew personally that reached out to Mark Meadows, and I'm mentioning his name, Mark Meadows blocked anybody in America. He blocked the United States from knowing that hydroxychloroquine, budesonide, and ivermectin were effective treatments. Also, Pence, who I'm not a big fan of, Pence, he put together the coronavirus task force and put Dr. Fauci on the team. Now, Dr. Fauci is the most nefarious doctor in America. This guy does gain of function research where you literally take a aborted fresh but never frozen baby fetal tissue.
And you're just, you know, this stuff so well that it gets confusing for those of us that are, you know, I just want to be clear. Pence, okay, when he appointed Fauci, I think it's fair to say that he would not have known the things about Fauci that we know today. That's just my guess. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
In January of 2020, I determined, I said, you know what? Apparently, they're going to try to push this lockdown. I already knew about the Rockefeller plan because I already had a copy of it since 2010. Okay.
Well, wait, you said January of 2020. We didn't have, the lockdown didn't come till what, March?
Yes, when they started talking about this, because I had the Rockefeller plan if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can download the Rockefeller plan, which came out in 2010, which calls for the release of a man-made virus, quarantines, curfews, lockdowns, enforced vaccinations. It's called the Rockefeller plan. It's been around for 10 years. This isn't random. This is a plan that we're living through the ending of American sovereignty. We're living through
the implementation. Well, that is clear. I mean, on any level, that is clear. Yes. And then the question is only the details, and you're providing what look to be some of those details. And it's chilling stuff. I'm not prepared to accept everything you say, but I'm prepared to have a conversation because we need to talk about these things, and I'm grateful for your willingness to talk about it. So timetofaceamerica.com is where we can find some of this info.
Yeah, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com,
timetofreeamerica.com.
And I want people to know Brian Gibson, who you've had on your show. Brian Gibson is a client of mine. He's a pastor. I told Brian, I said, Brian, they're implementing the Rockefeller plan. You could call him and ask him. And he's like, what? What's the Rockefeller plan? I got on the phone with Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. I got on the phone with Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller. I've been on the phone with Pastor Greg Locke. And every time I talk to these people, this is what happens. You have three phases. First, they go, slow down. Why are you talking so fast? I said, that's fair. Step two, they go, I understand why you're talking fast because you're giving us years of knowledge had in your brain.
Right.
And then three, why are you just now telling us? And I'm telling you, I'm repenting right now. I'm a father of five. I've told my kids this, my wife, I'll tell you, anyone listening, I did a bad disservice for America by not sharing this before. And when God told me to do it, I opened up my Bible to Matthew and it says, God blesses those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And I said, go. So I went forward.
Hang on. We're gonna pick it right up. We got a hard break. We'll be right back with Clay Clark.
Give a little bit of your love to me.
Hey, folks, I met a man who's a force of nature. His name is Clay Clark. Clay Clark, go. You do. You talk fast. You need to have more coffee, I think, because I think it would just bring you around to a place of peace. You're giving us a lot of information. A lot of it, it sounds like, you know, standard conspiracy theory stuff to people who don't. Well, I know, but I'm just saying that, you know, there are a lot of people that would immediately tune it out because, you know, when you're talking about spirit cooking and whatever. So people need time to absorb some of the stuff and to try to figure out what they think. So what is the upshot of this? In other words, where do you see this going?
Yeah. Well, okay. So I think we're living through Matthew chapter 24 is what I think. And so before I decided to speak out, I read Matthew out loud multiple times. And Matthew says, Matthew 5:10 says, "Blessed are ye which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." So I said, Vanessa, with my wife, to my kids, I said, "Guys, Martin Luther King Jr. died when he was 39 years old. I'm 40. I'm prepared to die to share the cause of Christ. Let's go." So I'm going for it. In come the death threats, sharing the truth. Everything I just shared with you, if what I said is true, wow. So I'm explaining election fraud, medical fraud, and religious fraud. So the reason why I'm hosting these events, they're called the Reawakening, is because churches will not, they simply refuse to speak on these subjects. And the reason
many of them do, and they don't have to talk on all these subjects, but there are at least one or two here that they have an obligation to be addressing and they're not addressing.
And that's because in Matthew chapter 24, it prophesied this. So what I am doing is I am sharing the truth, and what I feel God asked me to do, not in an audible voice, was to host these Reawaken America events. So I called General Flynn. I said, "General Flynn, do you want to do a Reopen America event? I think that God wants me to do that." He said, "Well, what would we talk about?" I said, "We need to kill the spirit of fear. Let people know the models are false. The PCR tests are false. The treatments are real. Let people know about the Great Reset, election fraud, medical fraud. And three, get people back to God." And he says, "I know." And I said, "You know?" He goes, "Yeah, I know. We need to team up. We need to do this." So we put the tickets available for sale. And I felt like God wanted me to let people choose their own price. And that's weird because I'm an entrepreneur and as a general rule, I'm a fan of profit. So we put the website up there.
What's the website?
Time2freeamerica.com.
Okay, that leads you to Reawake America Tour. Reawaken America Tour.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Time2freeamerica.com. Okay.
Yes, and you can request a ticket, but unlike when President Trump tried to do the rally in Tulsa, I had a press pass, so I watched it. But basically, bogus ticket requests came in, and the idea was to make the event look poorly attended and to cause chaos. So for our event, you have to request a ticket. Then we have a Christian counselor, almost like a prayer partner, that calls you to talk to you. We look you up in DuckDuckGo. You have to bring your ID to get in, and then you can name your price. And so the first event, we had 7.1 million people streamed the first event at Rhema Bible College on April 16th and 17th. Then we did our next event in Tampa, Florida. We had almost 9,000 people in attendance there. Then we went to the only church in California willing to host The Truth, which is a Pastor Phil's Hotzenpiller's church called Influence Church. We turned his parking lot and every inch of his campus into seating. We built a big tent. That was sold out. Now we're going to Michigan in August.
And what
19th,
are you doing with all this money?
What do I do with the money? Well, just as an example, one of these speakers, it's $81,000 for their security and their transportation bill. And
I would charge you less than that. I just want you to know up front. I named my own price, and it's a little bit south of that. But,
well,
I'm worth it, man. I'm worth it. Thank you.
Speakers, but I mean, you got people, some of the experts, like Dr. Richard Bartlett. He's the former top medical advisor for the governor of Texas for 7 years. And he's out there sharing the truth about budesonide. He's not a full-time paid speaker guy. So you got to pay for him to get there. You got to provide security. You got to cameras, lights, systems. There's quite a thing. And I have no problem doing events, but there wasn't a lot of people willing to do it. So I was like, I'm just going to do it myself. So step one, you go out, you put about $400,000 of cash up there because you got to get all the speakers and the hotels and the security, and you commit to it.
Oh, it's a huge deal. Well, doggone it, we're out of time. Look, I would like to think this is the beginning of a conversation with you, Clay Clark. I'm grateful for your willingness to come on the program and answer some tough questions. I'll have more for you next time. God bless you, and thank you.
Thank you for your hair and your commitment to the truth.